Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Refayin Ruzivik Hagun Bikharav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Hamavir Chavis Makom Makom. A fellow was bringing a barrel from one place to another. He was hired to do so. Perhaps the guy said, "Please transfer my wine barrel from here to there." Ushvara, and the barrel broke. It is because the fellow tripped or something else happened, and sadly the wine spilled all over the place. Bein Shem Rechain and Bein Shem Resachar Yishava. It doesn't make a difference if the guy was a Shem Rechain or Shem Resachar. Could be he was doing this for free or he was being paid. He has to swear that he wasn't pasha, that he wasn't negligent. And then he'll be puttered. However, Rebbe Lezer says, Zevaza Yishava. I heard the sheet, I know about it, that both of them should swear and then they'll be puttered. But V'tameani, I'm in wonderment, if they're really both able to swear, what's the reason why they should be able to? If the fellow's a Shem Resachar, he was hired to do so, and we know Shem Resachar is chiving Gnevin Aveda, this is very similar to Gnevin Aveda. You can't say it's not considered a pshi, it's not negligence, it's somewhat close to negligence, and therefore he should be chayiv. And even if he's a Shemer Chinam, if he was walking along a straight path and there was nothing there, he wasn't going down a slope, it wasn't slipping. It was just a good regular straight path. He's also somewhat like a Pesheya, and he should not be able to swear to Pater himself. Now, the Tanakam, which is Rav Meir, holds that the reason why there is a Shvua is not Midai Raisa, and that's because if a fellow who's hired to do such work is going to have to pay for this thing that broke, even though it's not his fault, no one's going to want to hire themselves out. And that's why the Chum say, as long as you make a Shvua that you weren't Pesheya, that you weren't negligent, you're Pater from paying. And moving on to Parak Zion, we're going to be discussing multiple dinim regarding workers. The Mishnah says, Hasech Sapoyalim, a fellow hired workers, and he told them they have to come early or stay late. Is he allowed to do that? This is a place where the minig is. The custom is not to come early or leave late. He's not allowed to force them. And the chiddush over here is, even if he paid them more than the normal wage a worker would receive, he's not able to tell them, the reason why I paid you more is so that you should come early or leave late. Because they could always say, we thought the reason why you paid us more is that we should put our 150% into the work, not just 100%. And since the minig of Medina is on their side, that no one comes early or leaves late, therefore the Baal Bais can't force them. Similarly, Malkum Shanagu Lazun Yazun. If this is a place where the minig is to feed the workers, he has to feed them. If the minig is to give them sweet things, meaning something to dip their bread into, Yisapik, he has to do so. Akol k'minig medina, everything's according to the minig of medina, and this is coming to include a case where the minig is that the workers eat with the Baal Bais in his home before they go out to work. He can't tell them, go out to the fields and start working, and I'm going to bring you your food. And Mas Rabbi Masya, there's a story of Rabbi Yechem Masya, Shomer Lebanai, he told his son, Tzei Schor Lanu Pailim, go hire workers for us. Halachu Pasuk Lehem Mezoinos. The son went and told them that he would give them food. He was paisik for them. He said, don't worry, guys, I'm going to feed you. And Uchshba eats a love, and when he came to his father and he told him this, Amr Lai, his father said, "Beni, my son, even if you make a meal for them, like Shlomo Melch's meal when he was king, which was this massive meal, you're not going to be yet to your chayv of feeding them, because they're Jews and they're the sons of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they deserve a princely meal." And the reason for this is because he was paisik for them food. He said, "I will give you a meal." If he didn't say, "I'll give you a meal," so then he just has to do whatever the minhag of Medina is. But since he said, "I'm going to feed you," so he technically has to feed them like Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore, Rabbi Yechem Masi continued telling his son, "Ella, rather." If they have not yet started work, you should go out and tell them that at most you could demand for me bread and beans, and that's the maximum I'm going to give you. And since they didn't start yet, he's able to do this. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he didn't have to say that because I call him Medina. Everything's according to the Minig Medina, whatever the custom over there is, and even though he said, I'm going to give you food, he only has to give them the amount of food, which is normal in that area. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, describing a worker being allowed to eat while he's working. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.